Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Novena Carmel is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. She joins us now. Novena, welcome to Here and Now.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, and this is your first time on the DJ session. So tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself. How did you become a DJ?
I've just always loved music ever since I was young. And I actually realized recently that I used to make mixtapes and record my voice to introduce the songs like I was on the radio when I was like 7 years old. Yeah. And in the last few years, I decided that I really wanted to find other ways to share music with people. And a couple of friends encouraged me to DJ. And so I got a controller and just started from there doing little parties. And one thing led to another. And now I'm a legitimate DJ at KCRW.
That is awesome. Well, yeah. That's great for you. And welcome to the DJ sessions on Here and Now. Let's get to some of the music that you brought us. This is called Feel the Need. It's by Aaron Allen King. They just blind, just you wait till they see your shine. Hey, never let them dim and never give up your fight. If you do, they can take your life. Hey, you're a gift from above, you're a gift from above. Child, you must hear love. Ooh, show them all love, baby, shower your love. Baby, all you really need. Hey, don't you feel very rich voice there. Tell us more about Aaron Allen Kane.
She has what I like to call a creme brulee voice, which is like sweet and pudding with some like burnt crispiness on top.
Now I'm hungry for creme brulee. Okay, go on.
So, and the interesting thing too I found out is that she actually had a vocal injury a couple years ago, but still is sounding so sweet. Maybe even added a little bit of richness to her voice. She's originally from Detroit and went to the same high school as Aaliyah. And is just like super soulful, young voice. Prince had his eye on her for a while, you know, before he passed. And she's been featured by Quincy Jones. She's been on Chance the Rapper's album. Yeah, so it's always, she's kind of like a breath of fresh air in the soul music scene, I'd say.
Very soulful there. But the next one you brought us is called Anybody. This is by Burna Boy. Nothing with Bessie never see. I'm on nothing with Bessie never see. Forget the I say Bashi. Money soon expected. They can work by the edge and pen. I take out to the person. Jet jelly jet 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 jet. I'm in the answer, then yes, sir. Nana me, then the answer, yes, sir. Respect is reciprocal. Even though una knows they are special. Now, Burna Boy is Nigerian, but we just did a dance hall edition of the DJ sessions, and I do detect a little bit of a Caribbean sound in this. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the really fun thing that's happening right now, the last couple of years it's been blowing up, is Afro Beats. Mm-hmm. And that's not to be confused with Afro Beat. Afro Beats refers to kind of like modern pop music that's happening in Africa right now. A lot of it in Nigeria, and it has a mixture of like the dance hall sound, the original Afrobeat sound, and like hip hop. And for me, I mean, Burna Boy is a huge pop artist in Nigeria. I think he won like Nigerian Pop Artist of the Year. So he's nobody new to a lot of people, but I definitely wanted to include a Afrobeats track in my selection because I feel like it's the sound of the summer, and I'm just listening to the song winding in the studio right now. So,
well, and Burna Boy just won Best International Act at the BET Awards in June, and his mother accepted the prize for him. Let's listen to this.
The message from Burna, I believe, would be that every black person should please remember that you were Africans before you became anything else. Thank you.
Tell us more about that moment. You hear the crowd cheering there.
Wow, yes. There's kind of a yearning oftentimes in Black America to be connected to Africa. I think that for a long time, Africa and the U.S. has been sharing music back and forth to create new sounds. Even when you go back to Afrobeat with Fela Kuti, he was taking ideas from James Brown. So, yeah, it's always good to be connected to the motherland.
The next one that you have brought us is called October 33. This is by the Black Pumas.
I'll help you capture your dream. Let's see it in the present and try to let it be. I've got your number only, October 33. I'm knocking at your door, baby, like fat, fat, fat. If you hear the band play and listen to my heart sing, it's gonna be a good day. October 33.
Almost sounds like Sam Cooke or something like that, but we, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, definitely has that retro, gritty sound to it. I'm making a stank face right now listening to it because he's just like, ugh. You feel it from the guts. Yeah, so Black Pumas coming out of Austin, I believe.
Yeah, we just had them actually on a DJ session recently, but now they have a new album.
Yes, very excited about the new album. Man, that singer is just off the hook. You can't deny his vocals. And, I mean, the chord progression is kind of like a classic progression, but he adds a new twist to it. And the song builds with the violins. I just love it. It's super rich.
Okay, the next one that you brought us is called Do You Need Love? This is by Francis and the Lights.
Do you need love?
You know, we've been calling these artists soulful. I'm starting to think that you're the soulful one because you've picked all of these.
I do love soul music.
Well, and Francis and the Lights has worked with Drake, Kanye,
yes,
et cetera. Tell us more about Francis and the Lights. And this is from a solo project.
It is. It's a new single. I don't know if it's going to actually be on an album. Francis has been known to put out just singles, I think. I first found out about the act about 10 years ago. There was a track that I really loved called A Modern Promise. And it just kind of, you can tell he's like a really dope producer and plays with space and vocal effects. But it still has that soul, even though it feels very modern and produced in certain ways. And I think he sounds like he's a little bit of a weirdo. And he's also from Oakland, California, I believe, which is, I'm from the Bay Area. So I've got that love for that right there, too.
Okay, well, the last one we have time for is called No Ordinary Love. This is by Trackademics. This is the one that I feel like you could be listening to when you're driving through L.A. like on a Saturday night from like one party to another or something like that. Just very chill. And
I love that. And also if you're driving and you have some good subwoofers in your ride, right, then that's going to really add to it. I also kind of picture someone in like an old school car or something that has like chrome rims. They're leaning a little bit out the window, letting people hear how cool they are. Trackademics, I just love. It has that Bay Area tender knock slap, as he calls it. And it's, many people would recognize that it's a new rendition of a classic Sade song. So it's super creative. And when I DJ that song, folks are always like, what is that song? And a lot of times I feel that I don't want to play a whole song because people will get bored. But that one, I just have to play the whole thing.
That is Novena Carmel, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, and we've got all of her picks at hereandnow.org. You can also find them on our Spotify playlist. That's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music. Novena, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
And by the way, Novena is a DJ in her own right, but her background may help explain her love of soul. She's Sly Stone's daughter. It's Here and Now.